This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
3 o'clock here on WEEI in our beautiful Ted Johnson Brighton Studios.
Gorgeous.
Powered by Verizon.
Game day. Let's go.
Are you excited? I was telling Fitzy, he and I are so used to we do the post-game show. We very rarely kind of get to do kind of the pre-game energy vibe thing.
I like playing games when it's not your typical game day.
Yeah.
I think it's just kind of a fun little wrinkle in the schedule, so... You'll be up late tonight. I'll be up late doing TV, and tomorrow will be a long day. But you know what? It's kind of fun. We got the weekend to ourselves, right?
So absolutely. Yes, Dan Ball?
I would like it known that WEEI afternoons will be completely represented during the various Patriots post-game things that you can consume. Hear it on the radio, Fitzy and Hart, see it on television, Ted Johnson. No matter where you turn, WEEI afternoons has you.
That's full Monty analysis of the Patriots blowout. Did you get a little squirrely, Ted, in the first hour if you were listening when Fitzy said this is the third preseason game?
I heard all that. I get it. It's hard to...
That's a best case scenario, Andy. Don't put words.
Muster up, an argument for the Jets to win this game. Yeah. But nonetheless, that's what is by definition makes this one of those games where you got to worry about. So
it goes back to the surprise cut thing, and people say, "You think that guy's going to get cut?" No, you asked me for a surprise cut. Somebody I'd be surprised if they were cut.
If you could talk yourself into a little fear of the unknown because nobody knows who plays for the Jets and no one knows how the hell they've won two games or how they're going to approach tonight's game because they're a team with a very dismal future, but that could make them dangerous, Ted.
Well, there you go. It's the teams that have nothing to lose that scare you. You know, those last two games, they got Miami and the Jets in the last two games. Those games will be, those teams will be playing for nothing. But there's guys that are out there that are playing for new contracts to put good film on so that they get picked up next year. So you get a better effort, usually particularly in those games at the end. But also, this is a nationally televised game. So Jets have a lot. Guy players are gonna have a lot of pride. Their families are watching, so they're gonna want to go out there and put their best effort forward.
All right, it's 3 o'clock. It's time for the 3-point stance.
Green 19. Green 19. Green 19. Yeah, there you go.
It's the 3-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good.
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Dot tip scores. Ties it 3-3.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or your show's going full Monty after the Patriots game, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond.
Seven!
Thank you! Andy Hart, you will lead us off after Joe Castiglione tells us the number. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
So I know it's Patriots game day, but when I was doing my usual round of clips and readings and research this morning, there's a lot of buzz about the Boston Red Sox coming out of the GM meetings all over the internet. If you want buzz, the Red Sox are interested in two hitters and a starter, a number two starter. That comes from Christopher Smith. And Breslow said, yeah, we could. He actually acknowledged it. Then I look at Ken Rosenthal. And Ted, you might like this. He says that the Red Sox might be looking to put together a, quote, super pen, a super bullpen, something that's already a strength with Chapman and Whitlock. They may be looking to add another high leverage arm to the bullpen to make it a super pen. Then I go over to Jim Bowden. That's Alex Cora's guy, so take it for what it's worth. He put together his plan for the Boston Red Sox this offseason. The way he says is not groundbreaking. He says high-end starting pitcher, corner infielder. Okay, we all say that. But the high-end starting pitcher that he thinks they could and should target is two-time Cy Young Award winner Tarek Skubal. He just beat out Garrett Crochet. He got 26 first-place votes. Crochet got two. But Jim Bowden thinks the Red Sox first option for a pitcher is Skubal. Their fallback is Joe Ryan. If you're not getting excited about the Red Sox offseason, then I don't know what to promise you.
Wait. That's who said that? It was
Jim Bowden.
Bowden, yeah. Doesn't he? That's what he does. Is he throws out these things, bro.
You just Cora even told us that, Ted. Remember the summer?
Hey, that's right, Fitzy. I mean, Andy's sitting there just taking the cheese,
yep,
getting all excited. And go ahead, Fitzy. Tell everybody what you're talking about.
Yeah, so this summer we talked about a couple of headlines, or rather asked the manager about some headlines involving rumors with Jaron Duran being traded to this team and that team. And Alex Cora told us flat out, hey, I used to work at the MLB Network with Jim Bowden. Let me guess, this rumor came from him. That's exactly what he does. He stirs the pot, rattles the hornet's nest, and gets people going on these clickbait topics. Come on, Andy.
Well,
come on.
I am a stirred pot. I am a rattled hornet's nest, whatever you want to call it. I am that. And it wasn't just a tweet or TV. He put it in writing on The Athletic. So it should be a little bit more substantial if you put it in right. That's owned Nick Fitzy Stevens by the New York Times.
I tell you what. Let's hear what Alex Cora had to say about Jim Bowden way back in the summer. Go ahead there, Stiz.
I said it in the show here a few weeks ago, that part, you know, like I work with Jim Bowden, you know, and we were sitting in the green room, and it's like, hey, how about this trade? I'm like, what? Man, you're making that up. It's like, boom, and then he tweeted it. I'm like, so don't believe everything you read. Just stay in the moment. You know, one thing they can control, all of them, is to show up today and play hard and see what the future holds.
We just took a hot, steamy one on your 3-point right
there.
That's
okay.
Yeah. That right there. Huh?
Sooner
job,
or later,
boys.
Jim Bowden is going to write something or say something that's accurate.
Right. Yep,
right?
Good. There you go.
And I'll be happy
about
it.
Oh, yeah, the sun shines on a duck's ass once every couple of days or so, right, Andy?
Are you guys telling me I'm setting myself up for disappointment?
Yep.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's what you do almost every day.
I've watched you do this for the past 3 years.
But last year they gave me Bregman and Crochet. So I'm looking for
that. And
got
him right to the wild card as a result.
And
awesome.
Now if they give me Skubal and Alonso, because I listened to Dan Ball, and he told me Love is bringing Alonso back to Boston. Skubal and Alonso, that's World Series, baby.
They're not getting Andy, they are not going to mortgage the entire team and then spend $45 million a season on a pitcher that's going to send Crochet to being the number two starter. No way.
I actually agree. But the fallback is Joe Ryan, according to Jim Bowden.
Who's the ace? Who's the horse? Is it Joe Ryan or is it our guy?
So Crochet is the ace if Ryan is here, I think. But if Skubal comes, then yeah, Crochet becomes your two. I mean, he's back to back Cy Young Award winner, right?
I have two things. One, if you want to look like, if you want to like think realistic options, you could read about how the Padres are thinking of selling. Because the team's been in disarray since the owner died, and they probably want to trim payroll, so that could make guys like Dan's guy, Fernando Tatis Jr., available for the right price this offseason. So there's a place to look, Ted,
for that
auxiliary bat we were talking about, like sign Pete Alonso, get a Tatis, boom, and sauce. That's how you gussy up this lineup right there.
They need two bats. They need two bats. I said that yesterday. Two bats is what they need. If they're losing Bregman, so that you need another number two hitter and then a big bat in the middle of the lineup. So that's what they need, and a number two starter. Those are your most pressing needs, in my opinion.
Andy, I also wanted to follow up with this idea. Like, remember back in Theo goes to Thanksgiving with Curt Schilling, convinces him to come to Boston. Who was the ace between Pedro and Schilling in 2004? How did they handle that dynamic?
Who was the ace between Pedro and Schilling in 2004?
Because both of those guys had pretty big egos and were pretty well accomplished.
But they,
I think it was Schilling. I think Pedro became the number two starter.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you have to have one, right? Like a series starts and there's an opening game starter.
That's a good example of two theoretically aces kind of being able to work together,
yeah,
though.
It
you don't see it very often, but it can
common
work.
Goal.
Yeah.
Dan Ball, who started game one?
Kurt Schilling did against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim Anaheim Angels at the time.
So what it also does is it helps you late in the year. If you have two guys that can start game one, you don't necessarily have to totally manipulate your pitching rotation to get there.
Bro.
And real quick before we move on, we didn't get a chance to touch on it. Brad Foe actually said he believes it's now less than a 50% chance that Bregman comes back.
Yeah.
That's his belief.
It's just, you know, and Scott Boris with his little Scarbucks thing, you know, little whatever that was, monologue, just kind of like, you know what, bro? This is serious stuff for us.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of, you know you're already swimming in money and you're bathing in it and you're just there kind of making a mockery of the whole thing. I don't want your guy anyway.
And you saw
no one wants a Brexit.
Ugh,
but did you see he did it with Scooble? He did it with Pete Alonso. The Scooble one was all plays on like Scooby-Doo, be Scooby-Done, and made Little Caesars.
Who told him like... This is like, did he just take a class at Upright Citizens Brigade or like with the Groundlings? What is going on?
You got to admit, it's kind of crazy that an agent has his own press conference.
Yeah,
like,
he puts up his own backdrop.
He brings his own step and repeat test. He literally does. Sending
the bat signal up, and then because he knows, because all the media members just swarm right around him. So why not have your logo behind you?
You know what? Good for him. I just think, shame on the baseball players for giving this guy the power. Part of it is a little bit smarmy by the baseball players that they just, my agent takes care of it. I have no decision in it. Wherever he tells me to go, I go, which is complete and utter BS, but that's how they act. And so they give all this power to a guy that really is, the strings are being pulled by the players. You know,
he works
out the mechanics of the deal, but the player is the one that says, yes, Scott, or no, Scott, I don't want that deal.
I kind of wish, collusion is not allowed, but I kind of wish the owners and the players would collude against Boris and just decide, can we push this jack wagon out of the game because he's annoying?
Well, the only way that comes about is if teams stop negotiating. If they say we're not dealing with this guy, or if there becomes some the Montgomery and Snell example
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
He treats his players in such a way where they just stop getting long-term deals. The only thing that talks in this is money.
Real quick, can you? Because this is kind of fascinating. You know, my 3-point can wait if we don't get to it. It's no big deal.
Okay.
The Scott Boris bad deals where he bet on a player. You just mentioned a couple,
Montgomery,
right?
Montgomery
and Scott.
I would love to know how many Scott Boris clients have actually been like, dude, this guy screwed me, or he read the market wrong.
Right.
There's got to be as a million examples of that as there is him hitting on markets, right?
I would guess there is, but he kind of has such a big trump card at this point that he can go, what are you going to do, fire me? I think it's just, I've really never heard a story of like somebody has moved off of Scott Boras for blank because he's made so much money, even in spite of some of those bad deals, that I think players kind of just suck it up.
Yeah. I don't think you'll be able to get a league-wide collusion, Ted, because one team that is desperate enough to get a hold of one of his clients that believes that player is the linchpin to their postseason success will break party lines and sign him.
Yeah, that's the problem. He's got too many talented players. And teams,
they
may have that theory, and then they're like, oh, but we do kind of have to, we want that guy.
I want to know what the powers of be in the Red Sox organization secretly say about Scott Boras. What are they, when they're sitting there having their cigars and their brandy, you know, what are they saying? What do they really think about that guy?
Probably hate him. And I think the players probably hate him, but they don't hate the paycheck that he gets them in the end.
Yeah.
Was it, Dan, before we move on real quick, was it Nolan Arenado that re-signed and he was a Boras client and they were like, wow, he didn't get to the market, and he kind of cried and said, like, this is where I want to be. So
that's Freddie Freeman.
Freddie Freeman.
Yep, didn't want to leave Atlanta, but he didn't do the justice for his client.
Right. So there is a little bit of it, but doesn't seem like there's enough to stop it.
Yep.
No, that is the case. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. First of all, live look inside the Red Sox front office for what they usually say about Scott Boras.
Pound sand, up yours.
Thank you very much, Mark Schlereth. So here's what we're going to do. So we're running up against it. We got Tommy Curran at 3:30. Fitzy will hear your three-point stance now. Ted, because you're doing yours on the Patriots, we will lead our build-up at 4 o'clock with Ted Johnson's three-point stance. We're moving all the elements around. But in the meantime, Fitzy, your 60 seconds are now, and are you ready?
Yes, I am indeed, and I think this is relevant to the person we will be speaking to in just over 10 minutes' time.
Oh, perfect. Love that. All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. I know we did this for so long while the two of them were here orchestrating the double dynastic run of the New England Patriots. Who was more responsible for their success? Was it Bill Belichick or was it Tom Brady?
10%.
And then we kept the argument.
Answer.
Gary Myers wrote a book about it. Ted Johnson has spoken on the subject a few times. The debate has raged on and actually continues, although those embers have died down a little bit. And now it seems as though we are stoking a new fan of controversial flame in the argumentative sports debate world. And that is, who is more successful for the success of the 2025 Patriots resurgence? Is it quarterback Drake May or is it head coach Mike Vrabel? This was actually a heated talker this morning with Stephen A. and crew on Worst Take on ESPN, if you can actually watch it, if you don't have YouTube TV like me. Anyway, editorializing aside, I just wanted to weigh in and say, while Drake May is having a spectacular MVP-like season, far outpacing any expectations for his sophomore season, it's Mike Vrabel. This guy came here, had the job of turning around a twice registered 4-13 team, installing a culture, getting entitlement out of the building, and setting everybody from coaches to players, executives, and fans beyond up for success. So to me, it's a small margin, but it's Mike Vrabel.
Ted?
Yeah. Yeah, you know how I feel about this.
That is true. I do know how you feel.
I do think the coach sets the standard for, sets the tone, at least gets... He's the one that kind of gets the ball rolling until the players kind of pick it up and then, you know, take off with it. So this is it's a new team. More than two-thirds of this roster is new. Mm-hmm. The culture, I think, is very much firmly established. And I think the quarterback is thriving in this new system and culture that Mike Vrabel set up. So I give most of the credit to getting it going for Mike, you know. Years after this, it's going to be a Drake May show from here on out. But
great minds think alike. There you go.
Hey, Billy, how you doing, bud? You winning some games down there. That's good, man. A couple in a row.
A lot of season left, right, Stiz?
Not enough.
Should have took that buyout.
It feels like right now I'd give the edge to Mike. I really would. And then, you know, next year and the year after, it's going to be May.
So I just want to clarify, because we've gotten some responses in the Twitch chat and on the text line and on social media. This actually came to us from the national level. Our boss man, Ken Laird, sent us a little clip from what you were talking about, Fitzy, First Take. Mm-hmm. And we didn't start this debate. We've had many dumb debates on this show, and we can take credit for a lot of those. But
I mean, we did also do this weeks ago, but I'll leave that there.
That was more. Did we actually do this weeks ago?
Yeah.
This very question, who's more responsible?
I'm almost positive we have.
So we should be taking credit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we were the trendsetters on this one.
Take tone setters.
I feel like this has kind of been a theme for a lot of
everywhere
shows. Everywhere.
I mean, I think college doesn't matter. Like, it's the quarterback is so important that it's lifted that role above all other players to, like, is he as important as the coach? Is he more important than the coach? And that's how it works, I guess. So we're lucky enough to be debating that. We weren't debating it last year, were we? It was all about blame. Remember the days when we used to, everything was about blame? It's much more enjoyable to talk about success and credit and split the credit pie than the blame pie. Nice job, Dan Ball, with the three-point stances. We'll get Ted's about an hour from now, a little over an hour from now. We'll talk Patriots build up to the Jets Thursday night football. But up next, a guy that I'm assuming will be at that game, Tom E. Curran, in his weekly spot, 3:30 here on a Thursday, WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.